So it's Sunday morning, it's 8:20 in the morning, and I'm up, showered, dressed, hair is washed, though not brushed, and I'm looking out of the window at the Empire State Building because we, in very short amount of time, we're going to go and leave the city and head out to see some friends, which is very exciting, but obviously we're a bit sad to be leaving the city. Been a really fantastic week. Been here many times before, and I'm sure we'll come many times again. We stayed in the apartment, same apartment we stayed in 5 years ago when we got married, which was very exciting. And we've had a really fantastic time, and it's been a lot of sort of random and assorted walking up and down, which is good. We've done things that we hadn't done before, for example, going up to the Cloisters, which is amazing, fantastic, on about 197th. All the way up in Washington Heights. And yeah, it's been really good. And we've done lots of things that we've done before, like kind of wander around the East Village a lot. Anyway, yeah, so really, really good trip so far. Today we're going to go and get our hire car out of the airport and then carry on from there out to Pennsylvania, where we have some friends, and that'll be really nice. We haven't seen them for a long time. And we last saw them in November 2008, so I guess that's nearly 2 years. And in that time, they've got married and bought a house, which is very exciting. What else can I tell you? Yeah, we're going to spend today there, tonight there, tomorrow there, and then head up to very upstate New York, think Niagara, for the night, and then head on up into Canada, which is also very exciting because I've never been to Canada before, at least certainly not that I can remember. So yeah, very exciting to go to Toronto. So very sad to be leaving, but very happy to carry on our trip. Beautiful day today, it's going to be very warm, so it's actually probably going to be quite nice to get out of the city. Today's plans, I'm going to go and see some friends, might go down to Philly, don't know, might go for some Japanese food, sushi, because Dom is a bilingual Japanese speaker, and it makes sense that we always do things like go to karaoke and have sushi and talk about Tokyo when Dom's around, because that's how he says those words, and we laugh a bit and take the mickey out of him and also say karaoke. But anyway, we have very good times. So then, there we are. Happy days. I hope that everybody listening is also having a very good day.